April was Autism Awareness Month, and the Common Senses Festival held here in Omaha was meant to celebrate that. Just because the month is over now does not mean the point of it is any less important.
We try to provide direct service to individuals and families within the autism community, and more so are beginning, have begun to expand our service delivery model to include the general public, and with the idea that our mission will never achieve our mission unless the general public is receiving services.
Justin Doherty is the president and CEO of Autism Action Partnership. That organization put together the festival's multiple events, which included the installation of social sensory architecture, an interactive and immersive exhibit at Kaneko, and several performing arts workshops and shows geared towards people with autism. Kate Weitz, who serves on the board of Autism Action Partnership and has a son who is affected by autism, says she feels the festival was eye-opening for many people.
I've had a number of people either call or text or talk to me where it was just like, I never thought about, you know, things that we take for granted.
While some of the events and installations were purely for entertainment purposes, others were part of ongoing research projects. One installation at Kaneko, for example, was called Cardio Chairs. The two translucent chairs, attached to sensors and lights, would change colors based on the physiological state of whomever was sitting in them. Another, called the living room, was meant to determine whether adjustments to an environment can help with physiological regulation for individuals impacted by autism. If the research goes well, Doherty says, the hope is that the technology can be used in other contexts as well, which is what he believes is one of the most important takeaways of the Common Senses Festival.
Festival itself is common senses. The idea is that this is not an autism festival for the autism community only. This is a festival for everyone to come experience, reflect on their own sensory perception, how they experience an environment, and then the goal is that they could then take that extra step and consider how their neighbor or the person next to them could be experiencing the exact same environment, completely different because they do have sensory needs.
White says that while the Common Senses Festival has been a widely positive and impactful experience, the complexity of the month-long festival means it's not likely that it will become an annual event. The message and importance of the event, however, will hopefully be remembered and implemented in the future.
It's a ripple effect that we're hoping to have lasting impact. And like you said, this is not the end point. This is just the beginning.
From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Bree Smith.